Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. My guest today is two-time Stellar Award nominee, singer-songwriter Miss Eddie Ruth Bradford, affectionately called the modern-day Mahalia Jackson. Miss Bradford's album, she was on the Billboard Gospel charts with the title track from her album, Too Close to the Mirror. She has a new single out titled He Knows How Much We Can Bear, which is available on all digital platforms. And right now, I want to welcome to the show Ms. Eddie Ruth Bradford. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here today on your show. Looking forward to our conversation.
Oh, yes. We always be conversating on here. Now, I know that you're like, you've been in gospel for some time now, and you're one of those singing sisters. Now, were you one of them singing sisters that grew up in the church?
Of course.
What's of course?
Yes, I was one of those singing sisters that grew up in the church, brought up in the church, sang in the church, and continue to sing even to this day, you know, in different churches. So one of those things that God ordained me to do.
Okay. Did you start like really early?
I did. As a child, my grandmother, which is my father's mother, she would put us together. I have siblings. We had a group called the Bradford family, and we would sing, you know, in our church and local churches in the community.
You and your siblings would sing. How many of you all were there, and where, and it's, what part of the country were you doing this in?
It's seven of us in Mississippi. Ooh, okay. And of course, you know, I was the lead.
But of course.
I mean, they always push me out to lead the song. So it just started from there, you know. We just have my siblings, they don't sing as much now. I have one sibling that still sings from time to time, but mostly I kind of took the reins and went forward with it.
You're the one that went forward with it, still singing. So you had a love of music very early on. Who were some of the folks that you listened to at that time that you really loved and fell in love with? In terms, was it gospel folks? One of them probably is Mahalia, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I love Mahalia. That's one of my favorites. My grandmother and aunts and were listening to Mahalia Jackson. And I don't know, it's just something about her conviction in her voice when she sings, that she really believes what she sings. And I've even read up a lot of Mahalia, and she really was sincere about her calling. And it just drew me to her. And I really do love all of her music. I'm a traditional singer, so I love traditional music. Also, Shirley Caesar is one of the people that I've admired over the years. She has the same conviction anointing when she sings. It's for real, for real.
for real, y'all.
For real, for real.
Now, what was the first song that you remember that you ever sang?
Probably Shine On Me. You know, we just sang Shine On Me.
Yeah.
The Dickinson would start it off and everybody else would come on in with it. That's probably one of
the first ones.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones, probably.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of them, like Pass Me Not. And some of those songs were actually on some of my albums, like Pass Me Not and things like that. So just inspired from the days of old. You know,
I remember that. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our churches don't pull from that anymore, from those get those old songs from back in the day, like to open up the service with.
Right.
Not so much anymore, right?
Not so much anymore. But I go back sometime and look at old videos and stuff of people who were doing that. And I mean, the anointing was really there and people were really, you know, on fire for Christ and sincere about what they were doing.
So, what do you think about that with you've been in this business for a while, you grew up in the church, with the changes that have occurred between we had the devotion music, it's moved into worship music. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I miss it, but I also understand, you know, things change over time. As long as as God is still in it, you know, I can go along with it. But I'm just traditional in my heart and in my soul, but I'm okay with it. You know, if it reaches the young people as well, you know, young people are more in tune to what's the worship music and stuff of today. And so am I, listen to it as well, but I'm just so traditional that I get more inspired and more, it just fits me better.
It just fits, oh, okay.
It fits my heart and my soul better, you know.
Who are some of your favorite artists of today? I already know some of your favorites from yesterday, but who? What about today?
That's a hard question for me because I'm so used to listening to, you know, the older music. My nieces and babies, sure, listen. Let me listen to some of the stuff they're listening to, and I'm really not familiar with a lot of the newer artists. But I do listen to some of the up and coming music, and it's very inspiring for me, and also inspiring for them as well.
When did you realize that you had something special to share and wanted to be a vocalist, a singer, a psalmist?
I kind of knew it since I was a child. People would always want me to come sing at different events and things like that. But it really hit me when my grandmother passed away and I sang at her funeral. And I mean, just a lot of people came around and said, why are you not singing professionally? You need to be singing more professional. So that's when it really hits me that I really had something that I need to share with the world.
When did you start writing songs?
I think I've been pretty much as you write poetry and stuff like that. So to me, poetry is song. So I've been doing that probably since a child, teenager. Oh. I still have little books of poetry and stuff that I have here around the house that I go back and look at sometime, and they actually could be songs. Some of them could. Yeah. At the time I was writing poetry, but I was just writing my heart, you know.
And didn't even know that you were in the midst of like early stages of being a songwriter.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I wrote a song called Enter In. That came in a few years ago. It's on one of my albums.
Okay.
And it was a song of it was a worship song where it's telling us that we just need to enter into the Holy of Holies. I listen to that song quite a bit sometimes. I really want to just go into the realm of Christ and just really, you know, really commune with Him. So that's one of the songs that I've written on a couple of my albums.
As a gospel recording artist, what's been your biggest challenge in being a gospel recording artist?
Wow, that's a good question. The biggest challenge is really to me has been finding out who's real and who's not that comes into your existence.
Okay.
Everybody is say they are for you or not for you. Everybody say they're behind you or not behind you. Mm-hmm. So just trying to find those truths of the journey of gospel music has been challenging for me.
Now, some gospel artists have been called out for recently in the last few years, especially on social media, with hanging out or doing some musical challenges with artists from the mainstream side of things. What do you think about that?
I haven't had the opportunity to do that, but as long as God is in it, because that's where I always want to elevate Him. If he's in it and somebody's drawn to Christ through it, I mean, I wouldn't see the problem in it myself personally. But we always have to elevate Christ in what we do if we say we're Christians.
That's true.
Love Him, you know.
Now, if you were not doing gospel, what would you be doing? Because I know that you have another profession.
Right, I do. I have. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I, you know, went back and got my doctorate of nursing practice. So I'm also an instructor. I instruct nursing students both online and in person. So I've taken that mantle on as far as a purpose because I just feel like the next generation needs good healthcare providers and people who really care about their patients. So that's what I kind of teach. As well as preach, you gotta treat people like you want to be treated. You know,
that's true, and especially we're in a society where still there are health disparities or healthcare disparities between, you know, for the Black and Brown people versus the majority of
Correct.
Society. So we need folks like you in there advocating for us and doing the work to make sure that we are taken care of or receive adequate health care.
So true. So true.
So I applaud you for that. I have a little cousin and she also has a doctorate in nurse practitioners too. So I know a little bit of something about that. Yeah.
Oh, good. Awesome. Yeah. I went back and got certified in psych as well. So I'm psych certified nurse practitioner as well. So
okay.
I think both of them work together, the physical and the mental.
That's true.
So you have to have a balance in both of those in order to be, you know, fruitful.
That is true. And it's and it really came out during the pandemic, the mental issues that we as African-American people and Black and brown people had like pushed to the side and wouldn't seek the help that they need. But during the pandemic, it became more apparent that we need to get some help. And
there's a stigma there as well with us as African Americans. Sometimes we've been told that we don't need this. Last thing we need is mental health. We need to, you know, go to church
and pray on it.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, sometimes we do need more than that. We do need to be able to sit down and talk with someone about our situations, and possibly could be, you know, prescribed medication and things like that in order to have balance in our lives. So
yes, that is true. And then God works through his people, the health professionals, to get his work done. So he works through
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Amen, amen, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford.
So true.
So let's hop into your music. It's been a while since you had recorded between recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And you came back in 2023, right, with He Knows How Much You Can Bear. You received a Stellar nomination for that, right? Is that right?
For He Knows How Much You Can Bear.
Which one was that for?
The Stellar nomination was Too Close to the Mirror.
Too Close to the Mirror. So how long in between recordings has it been?
You know, I left the former record label that I was with, I started my own label in 2009. And I came out with an album called Reflections.
Okay.
And And then in 2010, I came back with another album called Jesus Coming Back. And in 2013, I came back with an album called Blessed to Be a Blessing. So I've been out there. And then I've done quite a few singles, Battle Hymn of Republic, Sweet Beauty Land. I've also done Silent Night, that a lot of people love. My version of Silent Night, it has a little omp to it.
Okay.
So when Christmas time come around, people can talk to me about that. But yeah, so I've been doing music, you know, even, you know, for quite a few years. But I started my own label in 2009.
Okay, now how difficult has that been, running your own label?
You know, it have given me like creative control, singing the things that I really feel like God wants me to sing. So it really have not been as difficult as most people would probably project it would be. Cause I'm able to do, you know, what I feel like God is leading me to do. Put it out when I get ready to put it out and things like that. So it's kind of freeing to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it can be. It can be difficult, but it's also freeing and makes you the boss lady. The last word is yours as far as it relates to that music. Now,
exactly.
He knows how much we can bear. What's his testimony? What's the testimony behind that? Because I know you got a story behind it.
Oh, yeah. I was last year in the fall of last year, I was sick and didn't even realize how sick I really was. Went to the doctor and they told me that I need to come back and go home, do nothing, you know, till the next couple of days. I had to go back in to the doctor, and I was really sick. So I'm kind of not ready to, it's kind of disturbing when I have to talk about it, but I was actually in ICU stepped down for 7 days. And really, really sick. And thank God for Jesus, you know. He brought me out of that situation. And I was actually like 2 or 3 months before I could really even do anything for myself. So my family and friends and, of course, Christ was there to help, you know, bring me through the situation that I was in. So I'm a lot better now, much stronger. And when I came out, this song was just so precious to me. I sang it as a young person. He knows how much we can bear. And when I came to my testimony, I realized that he do know how much we can bear, because there's times you feel like giving up, you know, and throwing in a towel. But thank God that he was there for me. And that's one of the first songs that came to my mind when I overcame the illness that I had to go through, that he knows how much I can bear. And I just went to the studio and this is what came from all that, you know. And I just want other people to know that whatever they're going through, I have friends and going through cancer and going through different ailments right now that I'm kind of helping them get through because of what I've gone through. So this song has really been a blessing to a lot of people because he do know how much we can bear.
No, yes, he does. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. He will send us through something to be a witness and a testimony to his to faith and to the fact that he's still working miracles even today.
Oh, yeah. Because as I lay in ICU, I didn't know if I was going to make it or not because there were people around me actually did not make it. So when you're there and you hearing buzzers go off and codes being called and you're like, okay, God, you know, you really begin to, you know, think, okay, God, you know, I always tell people I'm ready either way because I believe the scriptures say for me to live is Christ and for me to die is gain. So either way, I just try to live in a state of readiness because we never know, you know.
That's true. We never know. I had one of my dear friends, he lost his nephew maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe before that, because we were at the funeral last week, and he was only 35 years old, passed away in his sleep.
They say we never know.
Just don't know.
So the song was just, that song came out of, you know, out of that situation that I was in, and I'm here to tell the world that, honey, he really do know how much we can bear, because I want to give, you know, sometimes you want to give up.
Yeah.
And you just say, okay, God, you know, give me the strength that this is your design for me to continue. Then just give me the strength to make it through. And he did. And I'm a living witness that he can bring you out of some tough situations, you know, something you think you'd never come out of.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, are you working on an album to go along with this powerful single or EP or something, or is this it for now? And then you'll be getting back to us on what else you're going to do.
You know, I'm always working on different music, but right now I just want to work with this song right now because I think it's so powerful. Because of what a lot of people are going through. I mean, cancer is no joke at this point in a lot of people's lives. I have friends that are suffering from that. I have friends suffering from kidney failure and all kinds of things, you know, that I see that this song can be a blessing to people all over the world.
Amen, amen. So before we go now, tell us, where can we find this music? Is it like available on all digital platforms,
or all digital platforms, and you can find it?
How much we can bear. Now, he knows. Get that right, folks. He knows.
he knows how much we can bear.
And where can people connect with you on social media to say hey, or chat with you about your music, or any upcoming events, or concerts, or things like that you're doing?
Okay. They can go to my, I'm on Facebook, Eddie Ruth Bradford Music. Also, EddieRuthBradfordMusic.com. And also on Instagram as Eddie Ruth Bradford. So most people touch base with me on those platforms.
Okay. Well, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, we thank you so much for joining us for our conversation about you, your life, your music, your ministry, and especially He Knows How Much We Can Bear, which is so available. True. Say that again. So true.
So true.
And it's available on all digital platforms. Make sure that you go and check it out, download, purchase, and be a support for her ministry.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of your journey as well.
I
admire the things that you are doing. We had a chance to talk a little bit before I went on, but wow, you're doing some great things, and I will be praying for you as well.
Thank you so much. And friends, thank you too for joining us today. I always, always appreciate you for your support and listening and getting uplifted. It's all about you. Make sure that you subscribe right now so that you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. Now, if you'd like to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram or TikTok at LynnWoods96, and Lynn Woods on LinkedIn and Facebook. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. And my guest, Eddie Ruth Bradford, is going to take us on home with He Knows How Much We Can Bear on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Show, where we talk to inspire. I'm Lynn. God bless.
Oh, I'm so glad he knows just how much we can bear.